We shall now move on to the next section of the chapter dealing with the types of maps. Now, maps are classified on the following basis. First, according to scale. Second, according to content. Maps on the basis of scale are of two types, small scale maps and large scale maps. Now, what are these? Small scale maps are those maps which represent large areas of the earth, for example, a country. Now, if you refer to page number 13 of your book, the map of India on your left is a small scale map. Why? Because this map is representing a huge area without showing a lot of details about the same region. Okay, so those maps which represent or depict a huge area but do not show great amount of details about the same area are called small scale maps. On the other hand, we have the large scale maps which show great amount of details of a small area, for example, topographical maps. We have a topographical map on page number 13 on your right. This is a large scale map which shows great amount of details of a particular place, including both natural as well as the man-made features. Moving on to the next set, maps on the basis of content. There are three types. First, political maps. These maps show the boundaries and areas of different countries and states. Capitals and important towns are also marked on these maps. Next, we have the physical maps. You may move to page number 14. The map on your left is a physical map where you will see different physical features of our country have been depicted through different colors. Okay. With this, we come to the next map, that is the thematic map. Thematic maps are those maps that represent only particular features like temperature, rainfall, etc. across a region. Now, if you refer to the thematic map given on page number 14 of your book, you will see that the map deals with one specific theme, that is the annual rainfall for the entire country, India. So, those maps which deal with one specific theme across a region or an area are called thematic maps. With this, we move on to the language of maps or the key elements which a map must have. First, title. All maps must have a title which describes the reader what the map is all about. So, whenever you are flipping through the pages of a school atlas or your geography book, you will see each map will have a heading or a title which shows us what the map is all about, whether it's about the weather conditions or natural vegetation or maybe the cities and towns, etc. So the map will have a name and that is known as the title of the map. Next, directions. All maps must have a north line indicating the northern direction, which is upwards. The other three main directions are south, indicated downwards, east, which is on our right, and west, which is on our left. These four major directions are known as the cardinal points of a compass. Moving on to keys and symbols. Now, there are certain features which we cannot represent on a map in its true shape and size. And for this, we make use of keys and symbols. Now, there are certain symbols which have fixed meanings. These symbols are known as conventional signs or conventional symbols. Apart from these, we make use of specific colors for depicting various features, like brown color is used to depict the height of the land area. On the other hand, we use light blue for representing the water bodies with lesser depth. We do find number of imaginary lines on our maps as well. Two of the most important imaginary lines which we find on our maps are the contour lines and the isotherms. Now, what are the contour lines? Contour lines are those imaginary lines which join places having the same height above the mean sea level. On the other hand, we have the isotherms. Isotherms are also imaginary lines, but they join places having the same temperature.